In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. But he that is only the hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, the hireling sees the wolf coming, and he leaves the sheep. He flees, and the wolf destroys them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is a hireling, and he doesn't care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. As the Father knows me, even so now I am the Father. As the Father knows me, even so now I, the Father, and I. I'm sorry. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I now lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. Those that I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No man takes my life from me, but I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received from my Father. As we hear these words from the Good Shepherd, Jesus, he tells us that he is in absolute control of laying down his life. He tells us that no one takes it from him. But this is why he came, to lay down his life for the sheep. This is why he came, to die for his people, so that his people would share with him eternal life. No one took Jesus' life. Jesus gave it up. But he said, I not only give up my life, but I will take it up again. No one has the power to take my life from me. No one. I lay it down freely, and I lay it down for my sheep. I lay it down for my people. I am not the hireling. The hireling sees the wolf coming, and he leaves. The hireling only cares for money. But I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I lay it down, and I will take it up again. What is Jesus saying? The Romans did not destroy Jesus. Jesus consented to the Father that he would bear the sins of the world. Jesus consented to the Father that he would die in our place. Jesus consented as the good shepherd that he would lay down his life for us. No one took Jesus' life. Jesus gave it freely. Jesus gave himself freely. It was a free offering. It was the offering of the shepherd who became the lamb. For when we see Jesus on the cross, he is not only the good shepherd, but he is the lamb of sacrifice. He is the Passover lamb. He is the lamb who takes away the sins of the world. On the cross, Jesus is shepherd, and on the cross, Jesus is lamb, laying down his life for the sheep, so that his sheep would have eternal life. And eternal life is this Jesus says, to know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This is eternal life, to know. When we hear that word know that Jesus uses, it is not an intellectual knowing. It is a knowing of the Spirit. It is an experiential knowledge. Eternal life is this, to know thee, Father, the one true God, and to know experientially Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This knowledge of the Good Shepherd, this knowledge of the Lamb that was slain, that lays down his life for the sheep, this knowledge is a saving knowledge, and it is a knowledge that God gives to his people, to know thee, the one true God, Father, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That is why Jesus went to the cross, as the good shepherd, and as the sheep, as the lamb, so that we might know God. Not only know about, but to know him experientially. To know him. When the Israelites went through the sea, they did not see God, but they saw and experienced what God had done for them in the opening of the sea. We are called to more than the Israelites. We are called to know God. To know God, to love God, and to serve him. To know him experientially is life. To know his love and his presence and his mercy. To know the love of God in Christ Jesus. We are called to that knowledge. That biblical knowledge, that knowledge that changes our lives. To know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. As Jesus lays down his life for the sheep, as Jesus is lifted up upon the cross, as Jesus himself is the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth, it is this same Jesus that we celebrate tonight at the altar. It is this same Jesus who gave himself on the cross out of love for his sheep. Tonight, as the church celebrates Holy Thursday, the beginning of the Passover of the Lord, the Christian Passover of the Lord, not being freed from Egypt, but being freed from hell. Not by the blood of a little sheep, but by the precious blood of the Lamb of God, God's only Son, who shed his blood not to ransom us from Egypt, but to ransom us from hell. Tonight, that mystery will be made present upon the altar, as tonight we celebrate the giving of the Eucharist, that Jesus gave us before he died his body and blood, the sacrament of our salvation. Tonight, as we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we celebrate the cross. For the real cross will be made present in mystery. It will be made present in mystery through the power of the Spirit. The very cross on which our Lord Jesus Christ died will be made present tonight at the Eucharist. The very Lamb that was slain on that first Good Friday will be food to us tonight, as he gives his body and blood as food for the journey. Oh, if we knew what happened on Holy Thursday, and if we only know experientially what happens on the altar, we wouldn't be able to speak that he gives himself for us, and he gives himself to us as food. For the apostle said, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. And proclamation is not just proclaiming, but making present. It is making present the cross of the Lord. We also hear him say, for he who eats this bread unworthily sins against the body of Christ, and he who drinks of the cup unworthily sins against the blood of Christ. The mystery of our salvation will be made present upon the altar tonight. And I pray that the Father, who sent his Son as the Good Shepherd to lay down his life for us, would open our eyes, the eyes of our hearts, that we would know who is on the altar, that we would know that Calvary is present, that we would know that we receive the risen Lord, the one who died and rose from the dead. I pray that the Lord would open our eyes, the eyes of our hearts, to realize what happens at the altar, especially to priests. For today is the anniversary of the priesthood, when Jesus ordained priests to do this sacrifice, the one sacrifice, until he comes in glory. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes in glory. This is the Passover of the Lord. But not the Passover from Egypt, but the Passover from hell, ransomed from hell through the blood of the Lamb, ransomed from eternal damnation through the blood of Jesus Christ, ransomed and becoming children of God through his death and resurrection. I pray that the Father would open our eyes as to what happens tonight on the altar, in the churches, when we celebrate the Lord giving us the Eucharist, when we celebrate the washing of the disciples' feet, when we celebrate the great mystery of the Lamb of God slain for us. You see, Jesus said, no one takes my life from me. I lay it down freely. Now I want to take you to the cross, and I want to hear the sufferer drawing all men unto himself. For on the cross he tells us, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. He becomes like a mother giving birth to the new creation as he takes every man, woman, and child into his broken heart. No one takes my life from me. I lay it down freely. Jesus cried out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, he cries out for the high priests to be forgiven, and also us, for we have placed him on that cross by our sins. But he has given himself freely. That's why he came. Then we hear the words of Jesus, I thirst. Pope Benedict has said, from the cross, Jesus is calling on his people to love him. I thirst. I thirst for your love. I thirst that you would love me. I thirst that you would spend time with me. I thirst that you would tell me of your love. I thirst that as I hang upon the cross, that you would comfort me, that you would be there with me, that you would be there for me. I thirst for you. I thirst for your love. I thirst for you, my people, my bride, the one that I lay my life down for. I thirst for you. Will you quench my thirst? Will you quench my thirst? Will you love me? Will you adore me? Will you comfort me? Will you give me your love? I thirst for you. This is the Creator of the whole world asking for the love of his people. Will you love me? Will you adore me? Will you lay down your life for me as I have laid down my life for you? Will you? Will you? Will you? Imagine God calling out for the love of his people. God the Son calling out to us from every generation for our love to be given to him. Imagine, imagine. This is beyond our comprehension that the Lord would call for us to love him. And yet the church will give us that opportunity tonight. For after the service, the Eucharist will be brought and hidden in a tabernacle where Jesus will be worshipped until midnight. Will you be there for me? Will you love me? Will you at least be present? My love is so poor, Jesus. My love is so poor. But if you desire that I love you, I ask for the grace to love you. With the poor love that I have in my heart, I ask for grace to love you. O Lord, magnify my heart that I would love you as you deserve to be loved. For you are the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep, and you are the lamb who ransoms us from hell, and you call out to each one of us, do you love me? Love me. I yearn for your love. This is beyond comprehension. As Benedict says on the cross, Jesus is crying out for the love of his people. But he also says on the cross, he is pouring out that love that is called agape love, that endures all things, believes all things, hopes all things. That love of God poured out from Calvary through the Holy Spirit into our hearts. Oh, he is crying out for love, and he is pouring out his love for us, for you, for me. I pray that the torrent of love that comes from Calvary would change my heart. That the torrent of love that comes from Calvary would change your heart. That the torrent of love that comes from Calvary would restore you and me and make us more into his people, a people that would lay down our lives for him and for the sheep, even as he laid down his life for us. Remember, I said at the beginning that Jesus said, I lay down my life for the sheep. No one lays it down. No one takes it from me. I lay it down freely. Remember those words of Jesus. Remember that it was not the Romans who forced him to death, but the Good Shepherd says, I freely give my life for the sheep. Remember on the cross that he said, I will draw all men unto myself. Remember that as he hangs upon the cross and the Father turns his face from the Son and he experiences the agony of agonies, the retribution of sin poured out upon the Son in our place. Remember as he's drawing you into his heart and me into his heart and David Noy into his heart. Heal David Noy now, Lord. Remember as he draws the man with the death sentence today who's going to be killed, draws the mother who's just heard her son has leukemia. Remember as he's drawing us into his heart. Drawing Adam and drawing Eve and drawing Samson and drawing every man, woman, and child. Remember that there comes a point when he does it all and the sacrifice is finished and he cries out, it is finished! I have done it! I have drawn all men unto myself. There is not one that has not come through my wounded heart. It is finished. Oh, it was the finished work of Calvary. Oh, but more agonizing than we would ever know. Yesterday, I watched Mel Gibson, the Passion of the Christ. And oh, I saw the suffering of Jesus. But no one could see the suffering of his heart. The suffering of drawing all humanity into his heart. For Jesus became a man in the womb of the Virgin Mary. But on the cross, he becomes all men. Drawing all men unto himself and breaking the bondage of sin and Satan and the grave and evil, laying down his life for the sheep, for you and for me. And when he has drunk the dregs and the last person has been drawn into his broken heart, he says, it is finished. And he bows his head and hands over his spirit. No one takes his spirit from him. No one takes his life from him. The Good Shepherd says, I lay down my life for the sheep. He is in complete control on the cross. It is finished now, Father. It's been paid for. All the repercussions of sin has been drawn into my heart and broken. I've broken the power of Satan, of sin, of the grave, of the flesh. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. He gave up his spirit. No one took it from him. He gave up his spirit and died. And it was for you. It was for me. It was for us that the Paschal Lamb, the Passover Lamb, went to the cross. I cannot explain what happened at Calvary. It is deeper than my ability to explain. I say these words, and though these words try to capture what Jesus did, they are so impotent. Only the Holy Spirit can make it known. Only the Spirit of Jesus can make it known. that he drew all of our pain, all of our sin, into his heart. Open your hands now and let it go. Open your hands now and let the sufferer take it all of your sin and all of your infirmity and all of your sicknesses and all of your fears and all of your fears and all of your guilt and all of your torment and all of your pain. Let the sufferer draw it into himself, for that's exactly what he did on the cross. It is finished. Father, use these lame, broken words that I have tried to describe what Jesus does. And I have no ability to know the depths of what he did, unless you reveal it to us through the Holy Spirit of God. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. It is Holy Thursday tonight, and at Holy Rosary, the Mass will be at 7:30, and you are welcome to come and join as we celebrate the very Passover of the Lord, the beginning of the Christian Passover. We welcome you to come and to share with us what happens tonight, the giving of the priesthood, the giving of the Eucharist especially, and the washing of the feet, then time to be with Jesus, to worship him in silence. You're welcome to come. Tomorrow is Good Friday, and our service will be at 7:30 again, and then on Holy Saturday at 8:30 in the evening. It is finished! And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.